gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you in part by The Last Open Road. Where is The Last Open Road? What is The Last Open Road? Have you traveled The Last Open Road? Go to lastopenroad.com.
There you go. All right, thank you. New sponsor. Hello. All right, big show, a big show. Actress Elizabeth Banks from The Hunger Games on the campaign
trail. And 30 Rock.
And sorority house of Jackie Schechter's.
Yep.
Representative Joe Courtney of the great state of Connecticut. Comedian Rick Overton live in studio. Hour number 3. Very exciting. Big show. Yay.
And yes, right. I have a Band-Aid on my head. Don't ask.
Okay. Jim's had a difficult morning.
You got in a fight with a comb, apparently.
Oh, I'm not used to using combs. I'm used to having a brush with like little things on the end that keep you from slicing your head open.
Oh.
I didn't know I was in a hurry, and I went, boink.
It was one of those Ginsu combs.
Yeah, and so you have a couple of holes in your head from
it.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay. I need that like a hole in the head.
All right. We thank our new sponsors. Speaking of unsolicited testimonials.
Oh.
What? I believe you can still get the I'm a Sexy Liberal cap at sexyliberal.com.
Hmm. Cover up the holes in your head.
Right, exactly. Thanks for covering several in my head.
Yeah.
Sheila writes, Steph, I'm a sexy liberal. Since I first started to listen to Stephanie Miller Newscast in 2005,
whoa!
I've done the following things. Purchase a StephCast, $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Sent Pro Flower Sherry's Berries to friends, always putting Stephanie in the box. Thank you. Attended the very first live sexy liberal show in New York City. That was the teeny tiny little experimental show 1,000 years ago. Donated money to the once and former and future Alan Grayson. Purchased the Sexy Liberal Show recording. Attended the Sexy Liberal Show in Boston with the Meet and Grow. Rescued a puppy. Threw that in.
Yay.
Puppy. Purchased Cedarside to make sure puppy doesn't get fleas. Now I'm going to the big New York Sexy Liberal Extravaganza on Saturday with Meet and Grow again. Sheila. Woot! Sorry, tickets going fast for the big Sexy Liberal Palooza.
I've heard.
Pre-election extravaganza with two huge... Oh, there's a... Never mind.
What?
You can't mention anything to me because I have the loosest lips. Like you said, there's a connection to the big, huge celebrity that's on the surprise the panel for this weekend, but I can't mention it. There's a connection to somebody on the show today. But anyway, let's not.
Okay, you know what? That's a good enough hint. That is a hint that'll get the Twitterverse just buzzing.
All right.
There is a connection.
Yes, yes. My life is just a magical dream. You know why, Jim? Mm-hmm. I hear things like this when I come into work. Chris says, guess who called you a whore? And there's so many.
So many people, so many
entities.
So
many suspects.
Yeah.
I was like, who?
I said, Newsbusters.
Newsbusters. Okay.
And they know nothing about your sex life.
It's considered, in their opinion, it's considerably more active than it actually is.
Unless you've had sex with Brian Mulroney.
I don't, what? Ooh. I neither confirm or deny that.
Okay.
All right,
Oh, he wants it.
Yeah,
you know he does.
Except you said they actually, then they took it down.
They took it out of the headline.
Could either mean he wants to kiss and date me, or they were just embarrassed because they ruined their own case about liberals being
right.
name callers.
Right.
The original headline said, it says, Romney sweating like a whore in church, opines Stephanie Miller.
And then the original headline said, from experience.
Oh, see, because I've sweated like a whore in church. I see.
Mm-hmm.
So they took down the for experience because that might seem rude in some way, Jim.
Right. But then they implied that you don't go to church.
Yeah,
so
and by the way, I was reading a Gawker piece or something. I wasn't saying it.
Right.
Miller, did you see Mitt start sweating like a whore in church as the debate went on? I was quoting from a thing. Oh, and I just love that he writes goofy sidekick. Yeah. And I don't know who he means. Is that you?
It could be me. Could be me. Could be Jim. Could have been Kathleen Madigan yesterday.
Goofy sidekick. Yeah.
You know, a real news organization would have done enough research to determine
who said what?
Goofy sidekick
Which
is.
Which said goofy sidekick
and
are
if
we
you
talking?
Had yes. been actually quoting somebody else.
Right.
Right.
So it doesn't sound to me like they
there's
have their crap
much,
together at
Newsbusters. Over there.
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Newsbusters, once again for the ink.
They certainly busted that.
Speaking of which, today's the huge day, Jim.
Huge.
It's something really big. Huge.
Did you see what the major speculation of it is?
No.
Do you want to know?
Sure.
Apparently, Donald Trump has come up with divorce papers that Michelle Obama drew up about 10 years ago.
Uh-huh. To
get divorced from Barack Obama.
Oh, but they didn't. They stayed together and worked it out.
Right.
So that's a story now because that would preclude him from being president because...
It's huge.
Because there's never been anyone...
All right.
Yeah. Who's had trouble divorce. In their marriage at all.
Right,
all.
Yeah. I think I'll wait for Gloria Allred's bombshell later.
That has to do with...
They're usually pretty good.
That has to do with former head of Staples.
Really?
Yes. And Mitt Romney getting involved with some little mess there.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have all that to look forward to. Fabulous. So
I did a little research overnight.
Yes. So Jackie, you broke the story at the top of the hour. I'm not saying, Jim, that God is a Democrat. But the last time I was sweating like a whore in church, I'm just saying. So who is it? Richard Murdoch in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their chances of the Senate are just going flarn. They're going flarn. They're going like a Romney child, flarn or fling.
Tang.
Yeah. Tang.
They're starting to sweat like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The aforementioned
whore.
Yes.
In church.
But this is what we keep saying. It's not one guy. It's not one guy. It's their policy. That's the thing. They don't really misspeak. They sort of, it's a policy that they all sort of, and they say it, more or less clumsily. Mm-hmm. But so he said in a Senate debate, when a woman is impregnated during rape, it's something God intended. Yeah, we have that.
This is that issue that every candidate for federal or even state office faces, and I, too, certainly stand for life. I know there are some who disagree, and I respect their point of view, but I believe that life begins at conception. The only exception I have to have an abortion is in that case of the life of the mother. I struggled with it myself for a long time, but I came to realize life is that gift from God, and I think even when life begins in that horrible situation of rape, that it is something that God intended to happen.
Oh, I see. Right.
Well, Paul Ryan no longer referred to it as another
just another means of conception.
Another means of conception.
So, what's the big deal?
They literally have written bills. He co-sponsored a bill with Todd Akin about what is it called? Forcible rape. As if there's another
kind. As opposed to a legitimate
rape. Yeah, right. If that he obviously started
or
this
consensual
whole thing
rape
with,
or something.
If it's a legitimate rape. A woman's body has a way of shutting it down. Oh, my God. So who's running it? Connolly.
Mm-hmm.
Go
Connolly.
Go Connolly. And then just in the last couple of days, what did, Akin referred to Claire McCaskill as a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then his spokesperson doubled down and called her a bull. So. I just didn't want to say the whole thing, even though it's technically a dog.
Yeah, Shih Tzu with bull in front of it.
Right.
How's that?
Exactly.
Okay.
So is Congress basically junior high school
it
now?
It sounds like it.
Yeah. A friend said to me yesterday, I don't get how any woman can vote Republican this year.
Yeah.
I really don't. I mean, I don't even care what your politics are at this point.
Right.
It's really gotten beyond.
We need more grown-ups like Tammy Baldwin in there.
Egregious. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Lots of funny things on the interwebs from the debate still. One that just says, everything he said, but I'm white. That's essentially what his campaign has come down to.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm the white guy.
You can trust me. I'm the white guy.
How about this one?
That's a pretty good bumper sticker, actually.
Wait, we have airplanes that land on ships? But let me ask you this. Do their windows roll down?
Yeah.
Okay. They have canopies, actually, that you slide back.
Did you see Ann Romney's necklace?
No.
It looked like it was made of about 10 of those crystal eggs that Tom Cruise's mother had in Risky Business.
Oh, wow. I bet you they are.
Huge.
I am very disappointed. About the eggs.
Stop it.
Stop it. Did you see the picture of her holding him from behind?
Yes, that was very odd. Like she was,
Marcus Bachman thought that looked very inappropriate in a political setting.
Sure.
Not sure why she was doing that. I don't think he would have fallen off the stage.
He wants to degay her now, and he's not sure why.
Riding him like Rafalka. I don't know what was happening there. That was...
I'm so okay. Bad. Thanks for asking. Often considered I couldn't be better, I must say. I'm feeling super, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're, don't you think
I
love
you
in this.
By the way, people talking about, we missed one thing. I did notice, did you see after the debate how enamored the Romney grandchildren are with Obama?
Yeah,
I know.
Especially the little
one.
It's like, ooh. He reacts like they reacted like all kids to Obama. And so at one point, the little grandson was in, he met the president.
Right.
And was all like, oh my God. And then he's in Romney's arms and he tries to get back to the president. Grandma's creepy. I am.
Speaking That's of funny. Creepy.
We're with you, honey.
Speaking of creepy, have you seen Josh Romney and, like, the weird stares that he gives to the camera whenever the camera's on him?
No.
Which one is Josh?
He's the one that looks like Sam the Eagle from The Muppet Show. He has a huge nose and just... He has a creepy stare, and he stares right into the camera when he gets on it. It's the...
What does he do
God,
with this
I
man?
God, I hope that family does not get into the White House.
Oh, yeah, okay. He is odd.
It was a little weird when they were all surrounding Obama.
Yeah.
Apparently Tag apologized. That was Tag talking to the president.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the kids were just like, can we go home with him? And I think they rushed the little kid off the stage because they realized that probably looked bad.
Yeah.
That he wanted to go home with Obama. Obama wins by landslide in Kids Online Election. Kids are smart.
Mm-hmm. Kids don't vote, though.
Yeah, but kids are smart.
Okay.
Kids have BS detectors.
All right.
The president captured 65% of the vote to beat Mitt Romney, and the kids pick the president. You know, they do it every year. Let's see. At Nickelodeon, since it began in 1988, the kids have presaged the adults vote all but once when more youngsters voted for John Kerry or George W. Bush. Oh, but guess what, kids?
They're
still
won.
Smart. He actually did win. Probably most of those kids read What Went Wrong in Ohio by John Conyers.
Yes, because that's appropriate third grade reading.
Yeah, kids are always asking for congressional hearing books. Anyway. But the point is, they're right. They're right most of the time. all the time thus far. Did you see John Kerry bringing the funny in his tweets? He, in the debate and pre-debate scrimmage, Senator Kerry, who played Mitt in prep, quipped he was picked from binders of senators.
Yeah.
Obama has binders full of senators. He also said, did you see that? He said, where was this one? I think POTUS just sank Romney's battleship. You know, the horses and bayonet flying.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Oh, by the way, someone sent me something about aircraft carriers of the world.
Yes.
We have about 20 of them. Most of the rest of the world that has any has one or two.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
There's that.
So there's that. All right.
We don't have enough boats. I was just talking to President Roosevelt about that.
By the way, talk amongst yourselves. I need to find something. Speaking of the whole boat thing. What do you contribute to this show, Goofy Sidekick? Nothing. When I read transcripts back, all you say is yeah.
Yeah.
Or oh my God. Or so, I don't know.
Wow.
What the?
I can get that from my box. I don't even need a live human for that job. Well, you could be replaced by my box.
Well, then I will see you later.
Slam.
These buttons
see, he's too late even getting to the slam.
Down.
See? What's the most important thing in college?
I had to walk to the door.
We're on TV. People can see you didn't walk to the door.
Getting that.
Okay. I wonder if this could have anything to do with Mitt being such a little shipbuilder. Ooh, I wonder if he's building all kinds of ships and bottles in his garage.
Oh.
I bet he is. I bet he's so obsessed with building more ships. Romney's big Navy guru made millions from building ships.
Oh, okay.
It would be so weird for there to be money involved in anything that Mitt...
Wow.
Uh-huh. Mitt Romney has vowed to boost the size of the Navy by roughly 15% as part of a broader defense buildup.
And profit by it.
But for one of Romney's most important advisors on Navy issues, a man who oversaw a massive naval expansion for President Reagan, there's more at stake than U.S. national security. John Lehman, an investment banker and former Secretary of the Navy, has strong and complex personal financial ties to the naval shipbuilding industry.
Oh,
dear. What a coincidence.
Hmm. It's weird. He gives a lot of that money to Mitt Romney. So weird.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yes, well, I have connections to the lance and trebuchet business, so I think we're going to need a lot more of those.
Okay, awesome.
Archers and trebuchets.
Sure.
What's a trebuchet?
It's like a catapult.
Oh, thanks.
Oh.
Why didn't you say catapult?
Sorry, because it sounds fancy.
Okay.
We also need more muskets.
Sure.
More cannons.
Blunderbusses.
Yeah. Okay.
Flintlock.
Cats own nine tails.
Now we're getting kinky.
All right.
20 minutes
this
after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's like a Mensa meeting with fart jokes. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Girlfriend!
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 26 minutes after the hour. Your friend just started watching us on TV and said what?
And he said, we're a lot funnier than Chuck Todd.
Well, that is quite the high comedy what? Yeah, John Kerry on fire on Twitter at the debate. Mitt apparently had no binders on foreign policy. Hi, why? This was also with the fun facts about the ships.
Oh.
Obama budget will bring Navy above 300 ships. Navy shrank under George W. Bush from 316 ships to 278. He has come up under Obama. So there's that, man, in the first place. He also wrote, well, Governor, the state isn't proud of you. You can't even compete in Massachusetts. Yeah, when Mittens talked about how proud he is of Massachusetts. The feeling is not mutual.
No.
As they say. All right, the president, kind of having fun with the Romneysia on the campaign trail.
If you talk about how much you love teachers during a debate, but just a few weeks ago you said we shouldn't hire any more because it won't grow our economy, you might have Romneysia. If you say you won't give a big tax cut to the wealthy, but you're on a video promising your tax cut would include the top 1%, that sounds like a classic case of Romneysia.
Ray in Texas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Ray.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
That was fast. I usually on hold for an hour and 18 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to make three quick little points. First, about third party debates last night. And I'm actually considering giving my vote to Jill Stein because my state's going to vote red anyway. So I figure as a liberal, if I give my vote to a third party ticket, we can get 150,000 votes in 40 states and we could have a third party in the debates for 2016.
Oh, I see.
Oh. So that's my little secret. Liberal
I would just vote for plan. Obama, but go ahead.
Okay. I'm thinking about it. I just became an undecided voter. My other point was I want to talk about when the Republicans and on Joe Scarborough this morning, they were talking about Obama doesn't have any new plans. I want to say that his plans are the same as they were in 2008 because we had a Congress that won't let him do anything.
Right. And he just put out his plan yesterday.
Yeah.
Exactly. And granted, there's a lot of things that are similar because he couldn't get them done. And like Joe Biden said, get out of the way and let us do our job.
Yeah, that's what they should call the plan. Get out of the way.
And let us do our job.
Get the out of the way.
I got this.
That's all I'm saying. Narrated by Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
All right, 29 minutes after the hour, back with actress Elizabeth Banks from The Hunger Games next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello, Mr. Beaver.
Boy. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800.
It's Ms. Beaver to you.
Yes. Step into the phone number, toll free from anywhere. All right, mister. I caught him trying to slip rupees in the sorority punch bowl over there.
Yeah, in the tried-out punch bowl.
Right? Mm-hmm. Delta, 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 can we help you, help you, help you? Good Stop morning, it. Jackie Schechner.
I'm so regretting this.
Already.
I was like, right? Tried-out, right?
Yeah, Liz is never going to speak to me again.
All right, hang on. I got to lock you down here. Here we go. All right. actress Elizabeth Banks from The Hunger Games is also Jackie Schechner's sorority sister from University of Pennsylvania. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, and hey, Jackie. I'm so sorry, Liz. I love that this connection was brought up. Yes, Jack and I went to college together at Penn and Philly, and we were sorority sisters in Delta, Delta, Delta.
And don't ask me, that came from some figment of my USC, one of my friends, from the Tri-Delta song. Was that correct?
I think we've heard it a time
yes.
or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my friend Patty tried out. Okay. So, Elizabeth, you are on the campaign trail for Obama.
I am, yeah. I'm out supporting President Barack Obama for reelection. I think we have a very clear choice come November 6th. And for me, that choice, it has to be President Barack Obama for working families, for women, and for America.
Did you hear, Jackie just reported at the top of the hour, did you hear this latest, Richard Murdoch, right, Jackie, the Senate candidate, the Republican in Indiana?
Yes. He said that even if a woman's raped, that it's God's plan, that if a pregnancy happens, it's God's plan.
Just another form of
genocide. Yeah, I know. God's got a lot of plans, let me tell you. He's got genocide plans in Rwanda. Mm-hmm. He's got war plans in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's got a lot of plans for people that that aren't so great.
If it happened, it's God's will.
Yeah, yeah. Elizabeth, we were just saying, I literally was talking to a friend yesterday. We're going, I honestly don't know how a woman this year can vote Republican. It's not just one guy.
I don't get it either. I just want to I want to remind the ladies that are going to go vote that nobody knows what lever you pull in that poll in your polling place, ladies. Don't forget, whatever's going on around your dinner table, when you get in there, you're on your own. You can do whatever you want.
That's right.
Reminding women of that.
That's right.
That's right. No one knows what you're going to do in the poll.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I was saying, if you've heard of all these Republican bosses that are sending these threatening letters to all their employees saying, your job might not be safe if Obama gets reelected. I hope there's a huge, like, groundswell, a huge, like, you, boss man, vote, backlash vote, don't you?
Oh, I hope so, too. I mean, I think it's the intimidation that's going on that side. I mean, it's so un-American. It's so unpatriotic. You know, I grew up working class. My dad was a factory worker for GE. And he was in the Navy, and we would sit around the dinner table and talk politics, even when I was very young. And he would say to us, you know, it's your patriotic duty to vote. We have armed forces fighting for that right for other people all over the world and, you know, professing that America is the greatest country because we have a voice in our politics. And to intimidate voters in this way, to not let people's true voice be heard on election day, it's unpatriotic. It's absolutely ridiculous and un-American.
Hey, Liz, as you travel around and you meet with people, are you finding that the misinformation from the other side is seeping in? Are you finding that women are paying attention and they realize that they need to vote for President Obama in order to protect their basic rights?
You know, I think a lot of women do. The Republican-led House, their third bill that they introduced redefined rape. You know, this is the type of thing that Mitt Romney, you know, doesn't speak out about at all on the right. He has not been a leader for women, whereas the president has always been a strong advocate for women's economic and health security. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about our security. And that's what I see people talking about. You know, women saying, if I don't have the ability to plan my family, then I worry, like, well, when am I going to have to take, you know, leave my job, or are our two incomes, which are necessary, are they in jeopardy? Those are the questions that women have that I'm talking to. You know, they are tying their health security to their economic security, and make no mistake, they are one and the same for families and for women in America.
And that shouldn't be a hard question. That moment struck out at me from the debate about equal pay, about Lilly Ledbetter. Romney can't even say.
Don't get me.
It's such a complicated issue. You're like, no, it's not.
I know, not complicated. I have met Lilly Ledbetter. She is absolutely an amazing woman. The first bill that President Obama signed when he got into office was the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, and it to ensure equal pay for equal work for women in America. You know, my mom was someone who I remember my mom telling me a great story about going to get a job in the early 80s, and a guy was hired literally right next to her. She was just being hired as a bank teller, and they paid the male bank teller 75 cents more per hour, something like that. And when my mom said, I don't understand, we're doing the same job, I would like his pay, her boss said, I'm sorry, honey. I'm adding my own honey in there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, honey, but he has a family to support.
Hey.
And that decision followed my mom her entire life, and it follows women their entire lives. It means less money in their pensions, means less money in their 401ks. It means less, less, less. So when your husband dies before you do, which happens to a lot of ladies, you're left with less, you know? And if he runs off and marries a 25-year-old, you're left with less. I mean, this is basic, politics for women. We deserve equal pay. It's crazy.
It's
and
pretty simple.
And Romney has never said he would support it. Never.
I know. Well, and Liz, can I call you Liz as if I'm an honorary tri-delt?
Sure.
Okay. Liz, we keep hearing about, there's going to be enthusiasm gap. I mean, I'm not seeing it. Are you? I feel just as much enthusiasm for the president, if not more, when, what Jackie just said, when we realize the terrifying. I mean, even when someone says President Romney, I just start to get into a cold sweat.
I know, I do too. Look, you know, I just feel that Mitt Romney is just, he's out of touch with working class people. I mean, he's never been working class in his entire life. He gave advice to a college student who said, hey, you know, I want to start a company. Like, what can I do? And the guy, you know, his answer was, you should ask your dad for help.
Yeah.
As if that's like an option for most people, right. You know? It was never an option
and
for me.
Dad's everywhere going, thanks a lot, Mitt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I like to think of Mitt Romney's household as, like, Leave It to Beaver or, like, My Three Sons, but with, like, an extra few sons thrown in there. Like,
yeah.
You know, he's got two daughters. He's not worried about women's pay because he's got sons.
My 17 sons.
I love even his phrasing when he slips, Elizabeth, the other in the debate. He said, well, you know, if we're going to have women in the workplace, it's like, do we have that now? Yes, Mitt.
Exactly. You know,
it's just theoretical at this point.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. You know, he's like, it's not even that he's living in an America that's sort of like the Leave It to Beaver, you know, an America of the past. He's living in an America that never existed, that is not in touch with any reality that actually exists for working, you know, modern families right now.
Yeah.
You know, I love, by the way, that his wife, for instance, says Modern Family is his favorite show, and Steve Levitan, who created that show, said, well, great, Ben and Anne, I welcome you to officiate at Cam and Mitch's wedding when you make it legal for all people to be married in America. I mean, one candidate that's for an all-inclusive America. That's President Barack Obama. And then there's the other guy.
Yep, and the other guy. There you go. It must have been, as smart and politically active as you are, how hard was it to play Laura Bush in W.
You know, it was actually, as I do with all those, you know, I just played a really loving wife. And I have to say, you know, Laura, I really do believe that the Bushes, that George and Laura Bush have a very loving relationship. Mm-hmm. I believe that wholeheartedly. So that actually was, it was not difficult to play the loving, exasperated wife, Laura Bush. who never really wanted to be in politics and who sort of followed her husband into it and, you know, and really supported him. I mean, I'm sure that the Romneys are a loving couple. I don't
right.
quibble with family life, you know. Mm-hmm. I quibble with your policies and your leadership on issues that affect working Americans.
Yeah. I have sympathy when you think of how much time she spends with her head in her hands. Just, oh, he said, what? I'll be chain smoking in the Rose Garden if anyone needs me. Oh. So, what, I mean, how are you feeling? Obviously, you know, you're out there on the trail and we're getting really close and you know, you're looking at the same polls I am. How are you feeling?
Well, I believe it's going to be close. I believe every vote counts. It's why I'm on your radio program this morning. I want to encourage everybody, every single person to go to the polls. I want to encourage you, if you don't think you can get there on Tuesday, early voting is available most places, mm-hmm. and it's actually started now in a lot of places. You can learn where to vote at BarackObama.com. And, you know, I just think it's very clear, these choices. One guy is taking America forward. He's moving America in the right direction. He's been creating jobs. And he really cares about working class families. He wants to build the middle class and go from there out, move this country forward.
And he has
Mitt Romney.
Mitt
Romney is all about top down.
Yeah.
And he has,
sorry, go ahead, Stephanie.
He has really excellent taste in Obama surrogates. We just had Melissa Fitzgerald in because now that we know Jackie Schechner, our guest list only includes incredibly hot, smart actresses from the University of Pennsylvania. It's a very small world, and yet such a large talent pool there.
Well, you know, look, we're all interested citizens in the world around us. We really care. And, you know, people ask me, like, what is an actress now about politics? I'm like, I'm a citizen of America, just like everybody, and I'm trying to be informed here. That's what I know about politics.
Yep. Yeah, she also happens to be, like, wicked smart.
Ivy League-y. That being said, Liz, do you have any Jackie Schechner college stories you could share with us this morning before you go?
Jackie Schechner, I believe you were in a grief skit once that I saw. Is that?
Oh, no way. Oh, do tell.
I believe that it involved bra sizes at one point, because I'm okay to say this on air. I've said it other places. I don't have what you would refer to as, like, very large breasts.
Uh-huh.
And I was very much made fun of. I believe I was told I would not win a wet T-shirt contest.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
By my fellow sorority sisters. In what ended up being a really great practical joke, actually, one that I have to give it up for, and I'm pretty sure Jackie was involved.
And
I'm imagining.
Would you like to expand on that?
I was going to say, if they lined us up in that capacity, I was probably either next to or behind Liz. So.
I'm even going to give Jackie credit. No, I was dead last in the race.
What Grease song are we talking about so we can reenact that later with Jackie?
I always remember wearing leather jackets and having fake tattoos on our arms.
Wow.
Very fun.
You know what?
This is the kind of stuff college kids get into.
You need to come in studio next time. We'll open an extra box of wine, and I want to hear more Jackie Checker college stories. All right.
Don't bring her in, because Jim will grope her.
Oh,
my God.
Jim can't be controlled at this point.
Not
all right. Elizabeth Banks, thanks so much for taking time from the campaign trail. And long live Tridelt forever.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks,
right.
Stephanie. Have a great day.
All right. Bye, Jackie.
Bye. Jackie.
Oh, bye, little grease girl.
Wow.
All right, we have to go through our grease library now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll bet you it was grease lightning. If they were wearing jackets and, I'll bet you it was grease lightning.
Oh, you know what? Top of the hour, we're playing grease lightning.
Yep. Or you're the one that I want. Because that's when she came out and said, tell me about it, stud.
You know what I want?
This is a sad little show this
what?
Morning. All right, 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Damn it, Jim. You made me snarf on my keyboard again. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
People shouldn't send me Romney pictures right before I go back on. 51 minutes after the hour, Julie sends a, I thought this was Tag Romney, but since figured out it's a man I consider to be the second creepiest Romney is Josh. There's a picture of him and his mom staring.
That's the one I told you about.
Yeah, right there. That one? Yikes. Okay, 1-800-STEP-12. Wow.
I say, stop it. This is hard. Stop
Yikes.
It.
Stop it. Yikes. Okay, oh, boy. So, this was interesting. The only, obviously, foreign policy debate. The only country that prefers Romney, Pakistan. the BBC World Service has published the results of the... They do this every time, every election, how the rest of the world would vote. 21 countries they surveyed. Pakistan, the only country that would elect Mitt Romney. Maybe that would be because he said he wouldn't go in to get, Osama bin Laden.
He would have asked them for permission.
Yeah, he would have asked them for permission, then we wouldn't have gotten them.
Right.
But they probably liked that. An average of 50% favored Mr. Obama, 9% for Mr. Romney around the world. Okay. The president on topics back here. The president yesterday.
If you say that you love American cars during a debate, you're a car guy, but you wrote an article titled "Let Detroit Go Bankrupt." You definitely have a case of Romnesia.
Dory in Virginia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Dory.
Oh, Stephanie, I love you.
I love you.
I'm thinking of switching teams just for you.
Oh. All right, you just listen. You just swing that swing state my way. Is all I'm saying. Virginia, go ahead.
I want to know, and nobody has asked this question. Who is going to pay for the baby of a rape victim? At the very least, someone should pay for her emergency room visit to give birth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
nobody's asked that question.
Whatever that noise is you just made, that's what I make almost every time a Republican says something about women, right?
Who?
What? Yeah. This guy, Murdoch. Unbelievable. Yeah. If a woman is raped, that's what God intended. How do you take that back? And then he tries to, I will.
You twisted my words when you played my words directly back.
He accused people of twisting his words.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just played the actual sound clip.
Within context.
Mm-hmm. Kathy in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Kath.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Listen, I've been so frustrated during the debates. There's a few points. Romney keeps bringing up, how successful he was as the governor of Massachusetts. Mm. And it just seems to me the president, I don't understand, these statistics are public record, they can be proven.
Right.
He constantly says he balanced the budget for 4 years, but he left them with a $1 billion debt. He says he worked with an 87% Democratic legislature, but he had a 34% approval rating. So how well did he work with them?
And there was something like 700-and-something vetoes. I mean, you know, it's absolutely a myth, and there's a reason he's behind 20 to 30 points in Massachusetts. And I wish the president had been able to bring that up. I mean, I know people would think, oh, that sounded so. But when he started talking about how proud he was of his time in Massachusetts, I wish the president would be able to say, well, you know, curious why you're behind 20 points. I mean,
exactly. Right. He's going to create 12 million jobs, but he was 47th in job creation.
Right.
I don't understand. They just contradict. These are simple points, and I think they'd make a great ad in the swing states.
Yep, absolutely. Well, we just did one. We just did one in Virginia, so there. Diane Diane in Janesville, Wisconsin. Oh, the Budget Monster's hometown. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead.
Hello. Oh, just a couple of little small points that no one seems to have brought out. Did anyone notice Ann Romney refused to shake the president's hand at the Al Smith dinner?
Interesting.
She turned her back when he walked in the room.
Oh.
The help, you know.
Yeah, the help. Yeah.
Also, here's another little point nobody's talking about. How Romney kept whining about how the president was picking on him at the debate. He mentioned at least two or three times, you're attacking me, you're attacking me.
Yeah.
And
I love Rush yesterday said the president was mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's their code for winning. When they win, it's mean. He's mean, arrogant.
Uppity.
He wasn't likable. Yeah, I guess not, because he kicked your guy's ass.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I guess, of course, you're not going to like him. Mike in L.A., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Ms. Miller.
Hello.
Yeah, I just had a little problem because I missed most of the debate being at work, and I need you to help me out with this. Did Romney say that having more ships, it makes you stronger?
I guess.
Something he said?
That was basically what he was saying, yes.
Yeah, I remember a thing called the Spanish Armada.
That's right.
And they had way more ships, and they lost because they were commanded by hereditary deuces who were incompetent. So I'm not sure that point really holds up. And did he also say that Iran is allied with Syria because Syria is their gateway to the sea?
Yeah, yes. It's their only route to the sea, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not in a presidential aspirate, but I, just being an ordinary citizen that follows the news, I know there have been three wars in the Persian Gulf area in the past three decades, two of them started by President Bush's, and that the Iranian name is actually the same as Persia, and that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard fired on a U.S. Navy vessel in the 80s, downing of an Iranian airliner.
Right.
And,
that's because they're on the sea. Yes.
The Persian Gulf.
Yes, they're there on the
Gulf. Which is by Persia.
Did you see so much people online just put, like, you know, with arrows?
Yeah.
Syria, sea. Iran, other countries in between. Yeah. Romney told 24 myths in 41 minutes this time.
Wow.
According to Think Progress, that was one of them. Syria is Iran's only ally in the Arab world. It's their route to the sea.
Computer says no.
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 And Persians aren't Arabs, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And they'll let you know.
All right. 58 minutes after the hour. Representative Joe Courtney next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you in part by our friend Bert Levy, author of The Last Open Road and other novels, who asks, have you traveled the last open road? Go to lastopenroad.com.
Mm-hmm. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Comedian Rick Overton live in studio right there, hour number three. All right, and tickets to Sexy Liberal in New York City going fast. Get it? Sexy Liberal Palooza, the big pre-election extravaganza this Saturday at the Beacon Theater. Go to sexyliberal.com, Sexy Liberal on Facebook to get tickets. Get it. Okay. So we have a lot of present on the campaign trail having way too much fun with Romneysia and other pre-existing conditions. Representative Joe Courtney of the great state of Connecticut talks to us now. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Thanks so much for taking time for us.
Well, you've got a great show.
Thank you. Well, I think the president's officially having too much fun with Romneysia now, that we're in third stage Romneysia, and it's fortunately it's covered under Obamacare, right?
It is. I mean, whether he likes it or not.
What'd you think of the debate the other night?
I thought the president ran circles around him. Actually, one issue which I know has gotten some attention afterwards was this question about the size of our Navy. I actually sit on the Sea Power Subcommittee of Armed Services because we have a submarine base in Groton, Connecticut, and a shipbuilder out there. And, one of the things that, Mitt Romney doesn't want people to know is that, in fact, shipbuilding under George Bush really declined drastically. I mean, to the point where we were losing our industrial base as far as welders, carpenters, electricians, and under President Obama, I mean, we actually have been averaging about a 10 ship a year shipbuilding budget, which again was higher than Bush, and we have a larger fleet today than when the president took office.
Yep.
So again, what Romney's proposing now is this sort of fantasy of a 350 ship Navy with no way to pay for it. And again, I can get into this stuff far more than your listeners want to listen to, but the point is that his plan really is just flawed through and through. And I thought that was, again, one of the really good moments that the president had.
Well, at least he's good on geography. Oh, no, he isn't. I mean, it really, wow. When you look at, again, not knowing that Iran borders the sea, I mean, it's just basic stuff that you it really is. I found it, all the other debates, it's troubling how much he changes his position. But I think the president's right. On foreign policy in particular, that's really terrifying to have someone that you have no idea literally what they stand for. Right?
And I also think what you ought to do is look at the people that surround Romney in terms of his foreign policy team. To have John Bolton and Dan Senor, who were the architects of the Iraq War, and who have absolutely no interest or regard for any kind of engagement with our allies, even let alone parts of the world where we've got to try and resolve some disputes. This is a dangerous team, and we've already seen their results in terms of taking this country into a war that cost 4,000 lives and hundreds of billions of dollars. That's not what this country needs moving forward, particularly the people who serve in our military.
And by the way, you and I have talked a lot about health care. I mean, he was back to once again saying he's going to repeal Obamacare. I mean, he's been all over the map on every issue, but on that one in particular, right? He's like, oh, no, I'm going to keep parts of it. And he said in the last debate, oh, no, mine's going to cover pre-existing conditions. I mean, it's just...
It's incoherent.
Right.
And, I've been out there a lot. This was a tough issue, over the last 3 years or so. But the fact is that, people I do think are starting to move on for certainly large portions of the law. I was up at the UConn School of Speech Therapy the other day with all these graduate students who are 23, 24, 25 years old. I asked them how many of them are staying on their parents' health plan. I mean, the entire room, that the arms went, the hands went up. And, he would pull the rug out from under these people who are doing good work to get themselves ready for good jobs that, again, there's total, demand for speech therapy out there in terms of nursing homes and hospitals, educational systems. They're all going to find work. Why wouldn't we want a system to allow them to pursue that kind of degree and be able to still have health coverage through their parents? I mean, and that's just one of hundreds and thousands of examples of how this law is really helping not just individuals but our economy refresh itself with young people in the workforce.
Yeah, well, I mean, just because you stand in front of a banner saying you're going to strengthen and protect Medicare doesn't mean that you actually are. That's what's, I don't know about you, but, concerning me about Florida is you can't believe that that amount of seniors doesn't get that voucherizing Medicare is a really bad idea.
And eliminating donut hole assistance, which now, again, has reached millions of seniors out there, despite Romney's misleading claim that anybody on Medicare doesn't have to worry about the Ryan plan. I mean, the opposite is true. People are getting help in the donut hole. People are getting preventive services through Medicare. You know, all of that, which is built into the Affordable Care Act, would be completely eliminated if these guys get their hands on the White House and control of Congress. And that's why, I mean, you know, failure is not an option with this election. For seniors, for students, small businesses, people serving in the military, I mean, this is, you know, really, you hate to hear the most important election. This is a big one for the country. Well, and we've got to be on the right side of this thing at the end of the day.
Congressman, there's a headline today in the New York Times, settlement eases rules for some Medicare patients. Talk to us about that. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I mean, this was actually a big issue for the system for the last 30 years, which is that a lot of manuals that were out there for people who provide services for seniors said that you couldn't cover, you know, home health care services, nursing care, home attendance, if the patient can't show that they are, quote-unquote, improving. And so for people who have MS, people who have chronic conditions where their health is kind of plateaued and it's not, they're not in a position where they can rehab their condition, they've been denied coverage under Medicare for the last 30 years because of this so-called improvement standard. So an action was brought by senior advocates, and there was settlement that was agreed to by the Obama administration that was in the New York Times that now says the only standard that we're going to apply for patients is whether or not there's a medical necessity for skilled care, and that will be just a huge step forward in terms of helping people, relieve them of pain, getting them, you know, high-quality, humane service. By the way, it will also keep people out of nursing homes because a lot of these folks, when they don't have this kind of help, their conditions deteriorate badly because they're not in a stable, static healthcare situation. You know, I wish the president would go out there and claim credit for this thing a little bit more loudly, because it really shows why we have to preserve Medicare as it is right now, because this system now is accountable by having a court action or by having members of Congress. If we turn this thing over to insurance companies, forget it. You know, I mean, this kind of help for seniors would never happen.
Yep. Well, I love when, you know, Romney said, attacking me is not a plan. It's like, well, first of all, we have no idea what your plans are because they change day to day. And secondly, President Obama has had many plans and has gotten not just talked about them, gotten them done, and could get a lot more done if he would get cooperation with the next Congress, right?
Yeah, that's right. And what happened with this improvement standard is just it's making the system smarter and better for seniors. Again, for anybody, you know, who's over 65 or cares about people over 65, again, this election is not even a close call. These guys will butcher the system that has extended life expectancy for Americans since it was first enacted in 1965. People forget life expectancy in this country was 70 when Lyndon Johnson signed Medicare into law. Today it's 78, and with the rule that came out a couple days ago, it's going to help families and patients be able to, again, get care that will provide a you know, higher standard of quality of life. And if we turn the clock back, which is what the Romney plan does in terms of taking it out of a guaranteed benefit structure, you know, really people are going to really suffer. And it's not hysterical to say that. We know that.
No, that's
from real life experience.
That's my favorite line of the president's lately about going back to the, you know, financial policies of the 1920s, the social policies of the 1950s, and the foreign policy of the 80s. And you know, that's why forward is the perfect slogan for us. Forward.
Yep.
All right. Representative Courtney, thanks as always for your time. So appreciate it.
Thanks, Stephanie. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too. There we go. Joe Courtney.
Yay.
All right. Yes, the president on the ever-changing Mitt Romney.
We're accustomed to seeing politicians change their positions from like 4 years ago. We are not accustomed to seeing politicians change their position from 4 days ago.
Yeah, I have to say at this point, it has gotten dizzying.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney, I mean, it's just, Jim, I've never seen a campaign like this. Have you? I mean, it's, you can't even compare him to McCain or anybody.
No.
He's just, he is without principle. He is without any core conviction.
Complete
he
blind amnesia.
Yeah, blind ambition.
Doesn't remember
which
what he said 5 minutes ago.
I know. It seriously is the most incoherent campaign I've ever seen. Let's go to
how could it even be close?
Yeah, there you go. That's what I don't get. Christy in California. Hello, Christy.
Oh, wait, he's white.
Oh, good morning, Stephanie.
Yes, good morning, Christy.
You have lovely hands.
I do?
Wow.
Why, thank you.
Okay.
Why, thank you.
I just wanted to say,
to
I think it was in Denver when Obama, someone shouted from the audience, I love you, and he, right back at you, he said, I love you right back. That's a beautiful aura. I don't know what color that would be.
Yeah.
But can you imagine if anyone said that to Mitt?
Yeah, I think, remember, Jim, I think only once that happened, and he said something really awkward. He's like, oh, I only love it. Anne, that...
I have great affinity for people of...
Humans as well.
Human.
Thank you for sharing your...
Hello, I laughed nervously.
Oh, my God.
Okay, 17 minutes. Thank God I did not make panicky laughter my drinking game for the last debate. Glug, 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 glug. All right, 17 minutes. No, that's the Paul Ryan debate.
That's right.
Drinky and sweaty.
Oh, no.
That's the ticket, gulpy and sweaty.
Yeah.
All right, 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour, the president, yesterday.
We joke about Governor Romney being all over the map, but it speaks to something important. It speaks of trust. There's no more serious issue in a presidential campaign than trust. Trust matters.
Let's go to Tanya in Spokane. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Tanya.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm scared. First time I've ever called a show.
Oh, don't be scared.
Oh, you're so cute. I just wanted to tell you a couple of things. Romney couldn't fit the last 7 lies in the last debate to make it 31 because he was too busy agreeing with Obama.
Yeah, exactly. It was Me Too Mitt.
Mm-hmm.
That's who showed up.
Me Too Mitt, yeah. And then number 2, Murdoch and Aiken. Okay, they both need to be taken in the back alley and taught what that word means.
Oh,
number 1 and number 2, that word needs to be removed from politics altogether.
Rape, you're talking
because
about rape.
Because it's extremely offensive to us that have been.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I
thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, honey. I appreciate it. Yeah, she's speaking about Republican Richard Murdoch, the Indiana Senate candidate. Oh, do you want to play it again?
We can.
Oh, it bears repeating. Yes, he said this at the debate.
You know, this is that issue that every candidate for federal or even state office faces, and I, too, certainly stand for life. I know there are some who disagree, and I respect their point of view, but I believe that life begins at conception. The only exception I have for to have an abortion is in that case of the life of the mother. I struggled with it myself for a long time, but I came to realize life is that gift from God, and I think even when life begins in that horrible situation of rape, that it is something that God intended to happen.
Rape is God's will.
Yeah.
Do I speak for women everywhere when I say you? Ugh.
But
okay.
Yeah, he says we're twisting his words when we play when we
by
play
playing that.
That
again. Gene in Connecticut, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Gene.
Hi, honey. It is so nice. I've only been watching you for 2 days.
Oh, my gosh.
And you have, I've got all my friends coming, and you've got the senior center housing just pumping.
What? 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 All right. Thank you, Gene.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling is that when I was in high school, I was raped by 3 men.
Mm-hmm.
I kept it to myself. Didn't tell my parents. It was a good Catholic family. I was away at a Catholic boarding school. And for years and years, I kept that horrible thing to myself. After my parents died, I started having flashbacks. I was doing home nursing, And I started having these flashbacks, and I'd have to pull off the road, not know where I was. It was the worst time of my life.
Yep.
And my insurance wouldn't pay for counseling, because you have to have this psychiatric, all these policies. And I met a wonderful doctor, and he has been at my side for the last 12 years, helping me deal with a worker comp injury, with the pain, because you can't differentiate pain. Pain is pain.
That's right.
And when I have the severe pain, I've had 14 surgeries, you go into a flashback, you don't know whether the pain is from surgery or in a flashback being raped.
Yeah.
Now, when I first heard this, I literally started vomiting.
Yeah.
And I have started, I'm a Catholic, I have been praying for all rape victims, and I can't seem to find any source of how is this affecting victims.
Yeah.
That whole demographic as to whether they're going to vote for Obama, who I hope in the Obamacare that as a nurse I love, as being on Medicare I love.
And it's hard to differentiate what's the most important issue, Gene, because there are so many that are important. Yeah. This is such a critical election. And I have to say,
could it even be close remotely?
Yeah. I had a friend I was telling you in her 50s back in New York that had been raped when she was like 16. And when she talked about it, it was like it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's to understand how deeply offensive these kind of comments are to women. And it's just, it's like Jim just said, how could it even be close among women voters or anybody, frankly?
I wonder what the lovely and talented Mrs. Murdoch thinks of his comments.
Joe in Houston, you're real quick. Hey, Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
Stephanie?
Go ahead.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Listen, I just wanted to see if I could get the people in the world to just extrapolate the Republican Party's platform to its logical conclusion, basically just connect all the dots. If they were to succeed on everything in their platform, this country would look like something that they would not want to see. When Governor Romney went over to China, he saw a model that got him so excited.
Yeah, that he thought was great. Yeah. All right, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Looks like somebody had a rough night out.
Boy, you can say that again. Better get the coroner down here.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 34 minutes after the hour of the president on the campaign trail.
Everything he's doing right now is to hide his real positions and try to win this election. You can trust that I say what I mean. And I mean what I say.
A little bit important when you're the, commander-in-chief, leader of the free world.
That's right.
Representative Hank Naughton is a veteran of the Iraq War, captain of the United States Army Reserve from the great state of Massachusetts. Good morning, Representative.
Stephanie, how are you? It's great to be with you today.
Well, thank you for your service, and thank you for taking time for us.
Well, that's great. I like to point out I was recently promoted to major, and I did just return from Afghanistan, so I think I've covered a few bases there. It's important I'm not alone. There's 2.5 million other great Americans that have stepped up and done much more than I have over the years, and especially the last 10 years since 9/11. And nobody's done more to support them and have their back than President Obama has. And I'm very happy to tell you all about that.
Yeah, well, Representative, I am surprised at how many calls I get from veterans who are supporting President Obama. I think it's interesting. There's always been this meme that the military supports the Republican candidate reflexively. Well, President Obama has gotten a lot more, fundraising money from the military, from the people in the military, than Romney has.
You know, I'll tell you, Stephanie, I think that's an urban myth anymore. If you scratch the surface, anyone who's in the military is a very thoughtful, thinking person. I mean, it's an all-volunteer military to take that step and volunteer in this time of war is to be lauded. And people think about that. They're not reflexive. They're not knee-jerk. And they look and see what President Obama has done, the tax cuts he's put into place for businesses to hire veterans and wounded warriors, the fact that You know, Secretary Shinseki, formerly General Shinseki, has done all he can to really update and modernize the Veterans Administration, trying to take a service member's 201 file and be transparent with it and make that their VA file so they don't have to really cut down on the bureaucracy at the VA. The welcome home bonuses. I mean, President Obama gets it. And unfortunately, Governor Romney doesn't get it, and he didn't get it when he was governor of Massachusetts.
Right.
His attitude towards veterans was really dismissive, I have to say.
Representative, I'm curious to get your take on the foreign policy debate the other night, because in my mind, he just seemed like someone in way over his head on military issues, Mitt Romney.
You know, I think if that debate went on a half an hour more, Governor Romney was going to endorse President Obama.
Yes.
That's what someone said. I can't tell if that was a debate or an endorsement.
he's doing everything right. So, okay, why bother changing horses at this stage?
Right.
You know, he says that he agrees with what the president wants to do as far as 2014 in taking our soldiers and our service members home from Afghanistan.
Right, which was a switch from I don't even know when, a few days ago. I mean, as the president said, I mean, we're used to candidates that change their mind from 4 years ago. You can't keep track from day to day what his position is, right?
He is all over the place. And again, that's consistent with the way he was as governor of Massachusetts. His position on abortion and gay marriage. He needed to tack to the right during the primaries, and now he's tacking to the center because he thinks he needs to do that to get elected president. I think it's incredibly hypocritical. I think people, when they scratch the surface and look at his record, he says he wants to, America should take more of a leadership role in Syria. But what does that mean? He couldn't be specific on that.
Yeah.
America's doing all we can in Syria, working with NATO and working with our European allies to assure that the people...
Mitt Romney wants to be president of Syria.
Yeah, I think, well, first of all, it doesn't even know where it is exactly in relation to Iran. But, the president said yesterday, Governor Romney's foreign policy has been wrong and reckless, and last night he was all over the map. I think that was a cogent point the president made, too, is that every time he's offered an opinion on foreign policy, he's been wrong on foreign policy issues.
You know, it's trying to make Israel an issue, and the president was fantastic when he pointed out Israel is one of the first places he's gone to, and no one could be more solid in their support for the security and safety of the people of Israel and the acknowledgement of what an important alliance that is for us. For Governor Romney to bring up China, I think in such terms is so negative. When again, hypocritical in his own private industry,
it always
his
makes
own private companies they invested there.
It always makes me giggle a little bit when he says the word China. As the president said, he's the last person to get tough on China, right?
When the president tried to stick up for our tire worker, American tire and rubber workers, and enforce trade laws against China, Romney came out and said that was reckless. I mean, come on. Let's be consistent here.
Yeah. I love Paul Ryan said, as the president said, he said it seems like, you say you do what I would have done, but you would have said it louder. they're really... Either wasn't a difference, or Paul Ryan had the guts, had the gall yesterday, to say, what we also disagree on is defense policy. This $1 trillion cut in defense will devastate our defense. It'll make us the one that he voted for, the sequestration, right?
I mean, it's like they don't even read their own playbook. Since Secretary Gates, who served both Republican and Democratic presidents, since he left office, it's been a known fact that the military is going to have to change its strategy over the next generation. Have a smaller footprint. There was a great article in the Boston Globe this weekend talking about how the military, the Army, is preparing for wider use of special operations and special forces troops, and each of the other services are doing the same. And that's been known for a couple of years now. For them to disagree with that at this point it's contrived.
And Representative Naughton, I thought it was interesting. Everybody was wondering after his smackdown in the last debate, what's he going to say about Libya and Benghazi? And of course, he didn't say anything because as more and more intelligence is coming out, of course it's backing up what the administration said. I also think it was not playing well that he was politicizing this tragedy. And I thought John Kerry made a great point. He said, after Ambassador Stevens was killed, 30,000 Libyans took their signs and said, "We love you, Ambassador Stevens. We love you, America." They marched on the militia headquarters that had attacked the consulate. They disarmed them themselves. We've changed perceptions in that part of the world. And that is a huge thing, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, Ansar al-Sharia, which is the terrorist group that is native to that area in Benghazi, they've been coming down on them. I mean, the population rose up. They chased some of the insurgents, some of the terrorists out of their camps in and around Benghazi, the local police department, and the civilians there, and to show their support. And when Governor Romney hopped on that so quickly before, never mind all the information was out, before very much information was out after the tragic death of the ambassador and three other brave Americans, one of whom was from Massachusetts, Swen Dari.
Yeah.
And for him to politicize that the way it's horrendous. For anybody who's ever worn a uniform, for him to do that, it makes you cringe, and I don't get it. But bite your tongue, wait until the experts come out with their opinions, and we'll get it resolved. We stick together on this side of the Atlantic. We don't show that. That's showing weakness.
Right.
That we can't back each other up at times of crisis like that. And
yep.
Believe me, it was not appreciated by millions of service members and veterans.
Yep, absolutely. Massachusetts Representative Hank Naughton just made a major in the United States Army Reserve.
Yes.
Thanks so much for taking time for us. We appreciate it.
Stephanie, always a pleasure. You take care.
All right, there he goes. Representative Hank Naughton of the great state of Massachusetts. Where Mitt Romney is behind 20 to 30 points. FYI.
Wow.
Okay. The president on the campaign trail. Here he is.
Last night and throughout this campaign, I've laid out a plan for jobs and middle class security. Unlike Mitt Romney, I'm proud to talk about what's in my plan. Because, first of all, the math actually adds up.
By the way, did you see Grampy McSame? John McCain said that the president took cheap shots.
Yeah.
Romney during the presidential campaign? No.
McCain says
no.
No, he fought back and he won.
Is that
what they call cheap shots on
yes.
the right?
Yes, yeah. If they lose, it's a cheap
yes,
shot.
Yes, losing is cheap shots.
Okay.
He said bayonets and horses. What's that all about? I don't know. Why don't you tell your friend Mitt Romney to prepare for the foreign policy debate next time?
Why don't you tell Mitt Romney how the military works?
He
might need a primer.
Yeah. Carol in Pennsylvania, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Carol.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This election should really be a no-brainer. I don't understand it, but that's not why I called.
Uh-huh.
In Pennsylvania, they're going to tell you, ask you for your ID. You do not have to give it.
Yeah.
And they've made us election workers, I'm a judge, and in my ward, ask people for their ID, and they have the right to refuse. It's not so important in Western Pennsylvania, but Philadelphia, Pittsburgh,
right.
People don't give it to them.
Yeah,
you
Carol,
don't
it's
have
a good.
To.
That's a really good point that people should check in whatever state you're in mm-hmm. what the requirements are. Make
right.
sure you have whatever it is,
and you can,
and you know, you're armed with information, like Carol.
Yeah, and you can find links to your particular state at BarackObama.com.
Like that lady that called yesterday in Florida. I'd like them to try to suppress my vote.
Yeah.
She was plucky.
Did you see that there was a newspaper owned by Richard Mellon Scaife yesterday that reported that you do need to show ID at Pennsylvania polls?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. That's almost like a deliberate misinformation.
Hmm. Yeah, a little bit.
Interesting. All right, a new Obama ad out just yesterday.
Here's my plan for the next 4 years. Making education and training a national priority. Building on our manufacturing boom. Boosting American-made energy. Reducing the deficits responsibly by cutting where we can and asking the wealthy to pay a little more. And ending the war in Afghanistan so we can do some nation building here at home.
Yay! Mm-hmm. Hooray! Wow, speaking of ads, you know how Romney said, he doesn't have a plan, he just is attacking me?
Yeah.
Whatever!
Did you see the star of the new Scott Brown ad?
Oh.
He called the president a F-word for gay man? Let's see. So Brown falsely accused Elizabeth Warren of using paid actors in an ad. So one of the actual people in his ads a television ad running as recently this week. Mm-hmm. Senator Scott Brown, the centerfold, featured a union construction worker whose Facebook page is riddled with insults about Elizabeth Warren and President Obama. In one post made in August, well before Brown's ad appeared, he calls Warren a douchebag. That's nice.
Really?
Uh-huh. Another, he labels the president an F-word for gay man. And a third one, he says there's a Muslim in the White House. And then he said, I attended Brandeis? Yeah. Jew-U.
Oh.
Great school. The people, not so much. One thing I learned is that Jews have a persecution complex and they hate themselves. That's why I believe they vote for liberals.
Wow.
Scott Brown supporter.
Senator.
Okay.
Those are his constituents.
Yes.
Yes. Hmm. 46 minutes after
those
the
are people he employs.
Right back with more of that sort of right-wing world next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
On the Stephanie Miller radio show in suburban America this morning.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Word.
Word is the word?
Word.
I thought Greece was the word.
That's Jackie Stechner.
Yeah.
51 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. Ooh, happy clappy news. Why? I got something embargoed, but I'm because I know people. Two new surveys just out. President Obama with a 3-point lead in New Hampshire, 1-point lead in Virginia. Blah, 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 blah. Driving the president's lead on the ballot is a significant 13-point gender gap, said the pollster. Blah, 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 blah. Some other happy clappy news. Let's see. Steph, for everyone who's concerned about how close the election is, I suggest they check out Nate Silver's blog, who we just had on last week, where he compiles the polling data from all 50 states. Based on each state, the reason Romney is doing so well in the national polls is because he's leading in the southern states by as much as 22 percentage points.
As I said, he's doing really well in Bavaria.
Yes. Those are states President Obama isn't even campaigning in. This huge margin in the South is the reason why the national polls are skewed to show the election between Romney and Obama is virtually tied. Nate Silver still calculates a 70% chance that Obama will win the election, even if Romney wins the popular vote. The election very close. If everyone gets out and votes, Obama will most likely win. Okay, everybody, your happy clappy news for today.
If that information was embargoed, is the embargo over, or did you just break the embargo?
Yes, no.
Okay, I was a little concerned about
that. It was embargoed till this morning.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, according to Real Clear Politics, Romney's ahead in the Electoral College.
Oh, well.
But, okay, let's dive into the right-wing world and see what's doing, shall we, kids? All right. Oh, yeah, this is only, and by the way, a CBS poll showed Obama won the debate by 30 points.
Right.
Other surveys that have been out since then, sort of similar, but somewhere in that range, 23. Okay. Crushed him like a bug.
Yep.
Only on Fox News can that be a draw. According to Bill O'Reilly.
So. He didn't win the debate. Nobody won. It was so boring. It was the most boring debate I've ever seen.
Sure.
None of them scored any points on
really?
Each other. And I think everybody at home were the losers. American people were the losers. We didn't get anything out of that.
Was he watching golf?
And Romney is running behind in women, needs women. His internal polling shows that.
Mars needs women.
I believe that's why he didn't do anything.
Oh.
Romney didn't do anything.
Huh? Bill, speaking for the women, as he does.
Needs women.
Okay. Yeah, chicks like him for some reason.
Yeah. Okay.
I need a good loofing.
All right. And Sean Hannity on Mitt Romney's drubbing.
Last night at the third and final presidential debate, we witnessed what appeared to be an angry candidate attempting to challenge a confident incumbent who had a complete command of the facts. But sadly for President Obama, he was the one who came across as the desperate presidential hopeful.
Wow.
All going to Mitt Romney sounded like the seasoned professional.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah,
Romney was the one with
about...
the command of the facts.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Have you looked at a map, Sean?
Fox probably changed the map to go with what Mitt Romney
course.
Said about where
but they do that
Syria
all the time.
Iran
they turn Syria into Iran.
Yeah.
And
okay. All right.
And Iraq was turned into Nevada.
They probably just blacked out all the other countries. Yeah. So just see, it's the only their way to the sea.
And seriously, there are people whose only news source is Fox News.
Right.
Unfortunately.
I know, and that's horrifying.
Yeah. Here's Gretchen Carlson with the latest Some Say news.
Oh, dear.
Some people could argue that Mitt Romney brought the discussion back to the auto bailout because he's talking to the voters in Ohio and Michigan, that he talked a lot about Israel because he's talking about Florida and other states. And then you could argue that President Obama, really eager, some say desperate, for the female vote.
Yeah,
he's desperate for the female vote.
Yeah,
because Romney's got that locked up.
What? Desperate in that he's winning it.
Yeah.
Quite a large margin.
Wow.
Okay.
Are they really that dumb over there?
Well, Gretchen Carlson, come on.
Might even say.
Some say that Gretchen Carlson is.
All right. Andrea Tantaros on the five.
The president has chosen and his advisors to attack Mitt Romney in the most, not just heinous ways by calling him a felon and a bully and all these other things, but in the tone that they attack him. I mean,
angry
Mr. Hope and Change has gone from Mr. Big Bird and Binder, and it's not a very good look, and it's turning off women. Every woman has worked with a man like that or been spoken to the way that President Obama sarcastically and snidely undressed Mitt Romney on air with that tone, and I'll tell you what, it's why he's losing women.
Actually, the pollster that just did these new numbers.
What planet are you living on?
Let's see, blah, blah, blah. Driving the president's lead, a significant 13-point gender gap, currently 52% supporting Obama, 43% Romney,
Losing among women. That's why he's so
desperately
added,
Romney's
angry.
Unpopularity among women is a serious drag on his New Hampshire numbers. Women liked him on the first date, but not on the second date, and not on the third. Okay. Yeah, because most women have been spoken to the way Mitt Romney speaks to them. Get back in your binder. Shut up, Candy Crowley, get back in your binder.
Rush make me some coffee.
Rush Limbaugh.
From the debate, Obama lying about Romney and General Motors. Wait. They checked the record today. The fact checks checked the record. Obama's lying. Obama got it wrong. He was misstating entirely what Romney said. There is absolutely no way that Romney did what Obama alleged. Yeah, only Bob Shepard had a copy of that op-ed. But he did.
Yeah, who was your fact checker? Gretchen Carlson?
Andrea Tantaros?
Wow. That's what he does sometimes, and he's such a convincing liar that then I think, did that really happen? And then I call Chris, and Chris says no.
No,
the president stated exactly correctly.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney, because he wrote it down.
Right.
He said no government guarantees.
He published it.
Right, that they should get it through private, which was not available at the time.
Right.
Which is exactly the point the president made. Okay.
Wow.
All right, Bill O'Reilly and Steve Ducey.
Romney doesn't want to be confrontational.
And it didn't work in the last debate.
So he doesn't want to be confrontational. Now, is it a mistake? I think so, but I could be wrong. Romney could get more women to vote for him, all right, and that could put him over the top.
Sure.
So his calculation might work.
Okay, so you feel it may or may not have been a mistake, but does it change anything?
It might change how many women vote for Romney.
See, but
what he needs.
I don't think you can put women.
Well,
in
good
box
way for
like
you because you're rooting for Romney.
He said that to Steve Ducey. He says, you're rooting for Romney. And
I know what chicks like. They like the last layer,
like
first
loofahs.
Layer of their epidermis scrubbed off by a loofah in the shower. All right, we end with an edition.
And it's time for another episode of Republicans Eating Their Own.
Michelle Malkin slams Ann Coulter for calling Obama a retard.
Yeah.
She said, what a shallow, stupid thing to say. All right, so Michelle Malkin holding up one shred of decency in the right-wing world. Today.
Have at it, girls.
All right. Don't fight. You're both...
Don't say it.
Mean? Okay. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Show is brought to you in part by The Last Open Road. Where is The Last Open Road? What is The Last Open Road? Have you traveled The Last Open Road? Go to lastopenroad.com.
Yay! Hooray! Let's see. Who's this? Tim writes, hey, Steph, just listening to Tuesday Steph Gas laughing my ass off with Kathleen Madigan. She's awesome.
Yeah, she is.
She's Saturday at the Beacon. You know why?
Why?
Because Stephanie Miller Show, we bring you tasty comedy treats like Rick Overton.
Whoa!
In the studio.
Hello, everyone.
And tasty comedy confections.
I've been rolled in non-perriers. Dusted lightly with gold.
And what better time for you to be here? You're doing a Laughing Liberally, a fundraiser for the Rape Crisis Center, and we have yet a new controversy just this morning.
Yes.
Did you hear this one?
Oh, yeah. Murdoch.
Yeah. You're
Murdoch,
going off old old rape statements. This is the newest one.
Murdoch from the A-Team?
No. No.
But there's something about that name Murdoch, man. But this guy is going to be starring with Ryan and Romney in the new film, The Clown Atlas.
Yeah, would you like to hear it again? Here is Republican Richard Murdoch in a debate in Indiana the other night.
You know, this is that issue that every candidate for federal or even state office faces, and I, too, certainly stand for life. I know there are some who disagree, and I respect their point of view, but I believe that life begins at conception. The only exception I have for to have an abortion is in that case of the life of the mother. I struggled with it myself for a long time, but I came to realize life is that gift from God, and I think even when life begins in that horrible situation of rape, that it is something that God intended to happen.
So God's kind of a jerk, according to you.
According to him.
God's a lot like him.
Wow, and guess what, Rick Roberson? You're here just in time for more breaking news in the war against women.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. We were saying the gender gap is back in the latest polls. Gee, I wonder why. I don't know.
According to Bill O'Reilly, Romney won.
See, I'm just saying.
Facing an angry black man.
How did I know this would be true, that Donald Trump's bombshell is nothing?
Yeah.
And Gloria Ulrich is always good.
It's huge.
All right, I need some music for this. I don't even know, because breaking news isn't going to do it. It's because we've been speculating on what this was. So this is TMZ. It's just reporting to.
Is that better?
That's better.
Okay.
Mitt Romney allegedly. Oh, you have your newsman hat on. Good.
Sure. Just the altered facts, ma'am.
Yes. Just reporting right now, Mitt Romney allegedly lied in court to screw over a friend's wife.
Oops.
Mitt Romney lied under oath when he testified in the divorce of his good friend and screwed the friend's wife out of a lot of money in the process, so claims the ex-wife of Staples founder Tom Stenberg.
Wow.
Multiple sources connected with the divorce tell TMZ during Tom's uber-nasty divorce case with ex-wife Maureen, Mitt Romney gave a deposition and testified during the trial that Staples was worth virtually nothing. Mitt Romney lying. What, has that ever happened since
under
then?
Under oath, no less.
That would be perjury.
Mm-hmm. Are you lying then, or are you lying now?
Romney testified that the company was worth very little, and Tom was a dreamer, and the dream continues. Romney characterized the Staples stock as overvalued, adding, I didn't place a great deal of credibility in the forecast of the company's future. Partly as a result of Romney's testimony, Maureen got relatively little in the divorce, and we're told just weeks after the divorce ended, Romney and Tom went into Goldman Sachs and cashed their stock for a fortune. Short story, Romney allegedly lied to help his friend and screw the friend's wife over. And wait, there's more. But
there's more. There's a set of knives and a steamer.
You're going to love my nuts.
No, you'll like it if I'm British, then you'll buy it.
Our sources say years later, Maureen, who suffered from MS and had multiple bouts with cancer, got a visit from one of Tom's guys who gave her papers informing her that Tom was canceling her health insurance.
Wow.
Oh, our sources say the irony here is we're told Tom was working as one of then-Governor Mitt Romney's chief health care advisors. Sources tell us Tom also got custody of the couple's one child, making allegations of abuse against Maureen. And get this, in the mid-90s, after the divorce, Tom sent the boy a letter saying, although he loved him because of issues related to the divorce, quote, it will not be possible for you to be part of our family for the foreseeable future.
Wow.
Maureen lost her home in the process and struggled financially.
Oh,
so, of course,
God.
They're going to say she's a lying,
scheming
desperate
bitch. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Standard practice.
Wow.
Jeepers. It just keeps getting worse.
That's going to help with a chick vote.
We have a call in to our friend Glow.
Yes.
I wonder if she might have a few more details on that. Yikes. Well.
Ooh. So could he be prosecuted for perjury?
Yeah.
If everything in that story that TMZ alleges is true.
Wow.
Then yes, that's perjury.
Mm.
Perjury.
Mm. Well, are you not a liar?
Liar!
Are you okay,
have
Rick?
Fun storming the castle.
Liar! Oh, he's doing Princess Bride.
Yes. Don't care.
All right. Let's go to Maggie in New York. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
I'm so appalled by what Mr. Murdoch said. I just feel like maybe he should practice some empathy or experience something like that and then see how he feels about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just think it's awful. How dare you say such a thing? Maybe he should experience
something
like that.
Yeah, maybe he should
like
go
that.
To a high security prison for a while. Then,
Maggie, it's really, I don't think he understands the depth of how offensive that is to women. I mean, then their only excuse is, oh, you twisted my words. Really? How did we twist your words by playing your exact statement?
Rape is
that's
God's
exactly
will.
What he
that's
said.
What he said.
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe it should be God's will that the rapist falls off a roof. Or something should happen to him before he commits such an act.
Yeah.
I'm all for
because
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Settle it up.
Yep.
Clack, clack, boom.
Jaina in Kentucky. Hey, Jaina.
You got me eating. Everyone who is against woman's choice or contraceptive should have to publicly announce it and then make a pledge that they're only going to have sex for the purpose of contraception.
Procreation.
Just to have the baby.
Right.
And then they got to prove that they have enough money to raise a child. And if they believe that that little cluster of cells is a person, then they're going to have to believe that the sperm and the egg are also people, potentially, and that they got to start collecting them and men can't spill their seed.
Right, because that would be mass murder.
Exactly.
Be genocide every time you... No.
It puts the mass in. Yeah.
Pardon me?
It puts the mass in masturbation.
Speaking of which, I happen to have a masturbation stack. Now
really? When did we get a masturbation stack?
Just now.
Okay.
What? A stack?
Jeepers. Golly!
This guy's a problem solver. Florida man exposed himself to cops to prove he wasn't masturbating.
Only in Florida can a
man show his testicles to the cop to get out of being arrested for public lewdness. A man claimed he was simply scratching a jock itch that he's recently developed a rash.
Okay.
In that region.
Sir, can you identify yourself? Have a look, officer.
Yes.
Take a gander at that.
That's exactly what happened.
Right.
With permission, the suspect presented his testicles to one of the officers so his rash could be verified. The cop concluded the man was telling the truth.
It's... Okay.
Wow. That settles that.
Does this
Thanks, good citizen. Vroom, vroom.
Does this look infected? All right. Just go. Go. I don't... Fine.
Well, I'm a cop, but I'll give you my best guess.
Doctor, but...
I'm no
that
doctor.
That looks nasty.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor, but ew.
Ew. I don't know. Let's look up ew.
He was scratching an itch, but not, you know...
Not
rubbing one out.
Right. Slightly different.
Tina in Norfolk, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Tina.
Hey, I just want to let you know that first I heart you, Stephanie.
I heart you.
But yeah, what I wanted to call about was the ship thing for what Romney said.
Yes.
Our fleet size in 1917. I'd just like to point out to the governor that in 1917 we had mostly frigates and pre-dreadnoughts.
Yeah.
That were technically one-third the size of any Nimitz class. Carrier of today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he had his facts wrong in the first place, Tina, as John Kerry tweeted right away. You know, George Bush is the one, the ships went way down under him. They're back up under Obama. So, I mean, he didn't even have his original facts right.
Exactly. So it's just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
We're three times as big a navy as we were then.
Yeah. I love the whole, we have ships that go underwater now.
If you start fact-checking Mitt Romney word for word, you're going to be like that old Knight Templar in the Indiana Jones film, still guarding the temple. Ooh, he chose poorly. You know, he lies so much, the rest of your life will be dedicated like anthropology to this.
Yes. Yeah.
He's an anthropologist.
Anthropologist. Very good.
Wow, that was good.
By
Say
the way,
it again.
For all the current.
Anthropologist.
All the current.
Sorry for being not human.
Viewers? These are all the aircraft carriers in the world that do not belong to the United States. These are ours.
Oh.
Okay. That's a lot.
Yeah. Wow.
So if you're complaining we don't have enough ships, you're an idiot.
But we don't have enough jets that make the pilots pass out when they turn over sideways.
All right. Mitt Romney on the campaign trail.
We haven't heard an agenda from the president, and that's why
we have.
His campaign is taking on water and our campaign is full speed ahead.
That's not a good reference.
I wonder if
Romney knew with this news that was going to come out today. He's not committing to any more network interviews ahead of the election.
Oh, really?
Uh-uh.
What's he hiding?
Oh, interesting. Might be some unfortunate questions. This week, President Obama is sitting down with NBC's Brian Williams and also will be on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Yeah. 5 to 3 from here.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I believe that is tonight. So,
right.
There, yeah, traffic is going to be a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah, we
got
to get out of here.
Yeah,
now.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
We can. Yeah. We can see. Right. We can touch the tonight
right
show
right there.
Here.
Yeah.
Hey, where's the line for the cavity search?
I can't see the show. I just like the cavity search.
Hey, can I go back around?
Jeannie in Florida, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jeannie.
Hey, Steph.
Hi.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning. I just want to say I love your show so much. You keep me sane.
Aww.
And you make me laugh every single day, and I thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. I as I've said many times before, I really, really worry for people that are hinging their sanity on mine. I'm somewhat lightly tethered.
Lean Aww. On me.
All right, go ahead.
Well, the reason I'm calling is I noticed something in the third debate. Whenever Mittens is talking, when he reverses his opinion,
yes,
he repeats it twice. For example, when he said Monday night, I would not liquidate the auto industry.
Right.
And he goes, of course not, of course not.
Of course not.
Of course not.
Of course
not. I'm like thinking he did the same thing when he was talking about Iran, where
right.
he said the war would be a last resort, the last resort.
Yeah.
He just, is he trying to convince himself or
right.
us or
no.
all of us at the same time?
And he's trying to hypnotize us.
Of course not. Of course
I've
not.
Always said last resort.
I've always said last resort.
Of course I would not let Detroit go bankrupt.
And the golfing
I
is great at the last
not.
Resort.
We have always been at war with East Asia.
Do you take the last,
we
open,
have
open,
always.
The last open road to get to the last resort?
I'll take the last open road to the last resort.
And sleep.
Of course
sleep.
I did. Of course I did.
You're a chicken.
America goes,
Wah! 18 minutes after the hour. Back with more with Rick Overton live in studio on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Try to behave, for goodness
okay.
sake.
All right.
Otherwise, you're going to have all idiots who are listening to your program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. I always get a lot of subject lines. Just, yay, Rick Overton! Yay!
Yay! Hello, everybody.
Sarah writing from Minneapolis, doing the Kermit flail.
Yay!
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 See? Tasty comedy confections. The Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm not going to get rid of Kermit. Of course not. Of course not.
Bob, Jim says, for anyone that's seen It's a Wonderful Life, the choice is simple. Would you rather live in Bedford Falls or Pottersville? There you go.
Yeah. Hey, George Bailey, you're nothing but a warped, frustrated young man.
Well, you know, James Lipton, who's been so funny on this stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
he's great. He's hilarious.
He was said on Mitt Romney, he's a boss. He is. He's Mr. Spacely. He's every boss you can think of. He's Mr. Potter. He's filling the evil boss here. He's Mr. Burns. James Lipton.
Funny the things we remember from childhood.
Yes. He said what the challenger is offering us in the end is a boss. There are not lots of nicer words for the boss, CEO, job creator, with that wonderful second word that has a kind of religious aura to it. Capitalize that C and a halo appears. He's a boss, Lipton said. It's a common word for the common thing. The boss can be benign, he can be malevolent, he can be revered, he can be loathed, but it's really, he is. He's just, you know, he's that guy.
And I say, be a boss like a boss.
Isn't that wonderful, Eddie?
He's got it. You're the man. All right. I bow.
Ellen DeGeneres just got the Mark Twain Prize.
Good for her.
Really?
Yep. Well deserved.
Boy, her gayness is really holding her back.
It did hold her back. I mean, it was tough on her for a little while. Yeah.
Yeah, but she broke the ice.
She really did.
She broke the glass ceiling a bit.
Right. What she said, the president, I'm certainly hoping our president stays put. If you're a woman, you should be very, very scared of that for many reasons if Mitt Romney wins. And she's obviously, as a gay person, he doesn't believe in me having the same rights, so I'm not happy about that. So there. Do it. Do what Ellen says.
He's very scary. Of course not.
I love gays. Of course I do.
I really, really do.
Oops. Honey.
I practically am gay. Oops. Whoa. Oh, what'd I say?
Said too much. What? Retreat to my underwear.
We were talking about the VP announcement. That was like the gayest announcement ever.
Oh, yeah.
With the Navy carrier and the, I don't know what that was.
And he's so muscular.
Oh, I know. We won't
he
bring
crush
up his,
me.
We won't bring up his abs.
No,
all right.
No, he does not have abs.
All right. Obama beats Romney in Xbox Live poll.
What?
Yeah. 56%
this is a thing?
Yeah. 56% of undecided voters watching the debate on Xbox Live thought President Obama
there's a brain
won, while 14% went for Mitt Romney.
Wow.
Weird. Gamers have political opinions, too.
All right. Yeah.
Our good friend Aisha Tyler is a gamer.
Right?
She's on Xbox Live.
I have to pull her off it to go on stage at Sexy Liberal on this Saturday night to make and get off that Xbox.
Nice lady.
And get on stage, Aisha Tyler. I've had it with you.
Yeah. Nice segue.
Thank you.
And watch out for those D-Bold Xbox machines.
Yes.
Hey, Hey. Now I'm making the other guy fight.
What? Eddie in Milwaukee. You're on the crew. Hi, Eddie.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Hello.
I'd like to be recognized as the very first gropey of the Sexy Liberal Tour.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
You were the first one who ever got groped?
You get a plaque, at least.
And I can't help to imagine all those that have come behind me.
Oh, oh.
So to speak, as it were.
You see, because.
Hey.
That's worse than a Santorum surge.
No, not that way. Oh, my. So earlier you were asking... you were asking, Stephanie, why do you think this is so close? And I have to admit, I've been giving that a lot of thought, too. And I think the problem we're having is we're throwing logic at it. And we think that, you know, liars and getting caught in lies is going to be the difference. But I really think it's the 2D mentality of America. How does this affect me and how does this affect we? And I think President Obama plays a 3D game. You know, how does it affect them as well? So if it's not affecting, I'm not gay, so I don't care about gay rights. I'm not welfare person. Yes.
What I wonder is, to me, I mean, Mitt Romney is somebody nobody likes. I mean, the Republican Party hates him. You could see how hated he was in the primary.
Yeah. Well,
Democrats hate him. I can't imagine that somebody that many people just instinctively don't like could be this close.
But they fall in line. Conservatives always fall in line. So
right. Is there just that much Obama derangement syndrome out there? Is it, you know, do they really hate? Because it doesn't seem like anyone's voting for Romney, you know?
But they're inundated with the lies of Fox News and the fact that the respectable news organizations don't in no way disprove what Fox says. They even might report it as some are saying.
Even Rush Limbaugh said, like a lot of people, obviously a lot of right-wingers know he lost that debate. They didn't like the debate. They didn't like anything. I mean, because he doesn't stand for anything. He threw them under the bus and all the neocons. Like, they don't like him. I mean,
He's like one of those villains that at the end of the movie, he shoots his own henchman to buy himself time to get out the door in the back, you know?
Right back. Rick Overton live in studio on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I can't do this anymore. I'm a good girl. I went to Catholic school.
I am a good girl.
I am the king of le vivant.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Comedian Rick Overton live.
Hello.
In studio, doing a fundraiser for our friend that we just had on yesterday, former and future Congressman Alan Grayson.
That's right. Alan Grayson. Sunday 7:30 at the Improv. On Melrose. And it's going to be Sarah Silverman. It's going to be Jimmy Dore, Kira Sultanovich, and special guests. And you're a sap if you don't show up. It's going to be $30 for admission because we're kicking that money to him. And $250 for VIP seating. evening, which means you get to hang photo, trade jokes, and hang out with Alan all night at the after party.
That
so it's
great.
Like it's a piece of American history. Put your smart cap on and come down.
I may not be here Monday morning, then, if that's the case.
Yes, you will be here Monday morning. I will be on my way flying back from Sexy Liberal in New York City. Tickets going fast. Sexy Liberal Palooza at the Beacon Theater this Saturday, October 27th. Get it.
And who told you to play that sexy song? Who was it that posed the suggestion?
I must have been Rick Overton. Don't you crack your knuckles at me, young man. All right. Are you okay? Oh, and we were saying, because James Lipton was saying that Mitt Romney is just that boss. And you've played a lot of douchey boss.
Yeah, I was
in
The Informant. I was Matt Damon's boss.
Yes.
In The Informant for ADM. He was a real guy. He was
great movie.
And they say, you're always supposed to play something about your character that you make a likable thing. I can't give you that, okay? I like how I play this butthole, though. This is a revenge role.
Yeah. You played, actually, well, you're doing a fundraiser for the Rape Crisis Center in response to recent statements by Todd Akin and Paul Ryan, and now you're going to add Richard Murdoch to the gang, who just said if a woman's raped, that's what God intended.
Oh, man.
You know, which reminds me...
It's a huge mistake anthropomorphizing these goons.
Reminds me of the character in one of my favorites that you played on 6 Feet Under. You played the...
That religious dad whose wife...
Great.
Thought that after an accident in traffic that blew open a van full of helium-filled love dolls all floating in the sky, she thought it was the rapture. She runs in the traffic.
Right.
She gets hit by a truck. And I think all of this is the will of
God's
God.
Will.
And I'm just this sort of flat-line guy while my kid stands by wondering what's happening to his dad.
Yep. Yeah, Nate, the character Nate describes you. It's not God's will. You're an idiot.
And I'm just,
your wife jumped out of a moving car.
And I'm like that test pattern from the 50s. I'm Snow.
Please stand by. We're experiencing technical difficulties.
Here's the good news. There are apparently bigger freaks in the world than us.
Really?
What the?
No.
A woman posts an ad seeking a person in an owl costume to watch her sleeping.
Right.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Done and done.
Who is that?
She offered between $35 and $40 an hour for someone to don an owl costume and watch over her.
Sure.
While she's
I'll be there.
Did you hear what he said?
What?
Who is that?
Her name was Meredith Erickson. Thank you. She identified herself only as Susan, wrote that she had trouble sleeping and thinks she'd be more relaxed if she had a costumed guardian keeping her company.
Why an owl?
If someone were willing to take a pay cut, Susan would permit the employee to forego the costume but stick a feather or two to your forehead. The ad explicitly states it's not a joke, but after receiving dozens of replies, she came forward to say, yes, it was a joke.
I pay him in mice.
But there were enough freaks that
would do it.
Yeah. She had no shortage of people signing up for that.
You know, because there's the sexy place of the freak shop. No, we just have teddy bears. What's wrong with you? How dare you desecrate an owl?
That's sick.
You're sicko. Get out of my sex shop.
What kind of pervert are you? That's
just pervert. Oh, it's... Damn.
Yeah, like you'd really be able to trust that they were just watching you.
Yeah. Perversion, the vinyl word in S&M.
Hey, what are you doing? Elena.
Beats me.
Elena in Long Island.
Hello, Elena. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Two things. First, last week I asked my husband how old he thought you were, and he said early
30s. Oh, he's a good boy.
I really don't understand how women, and there's a segment of women out there that can vote for these guys who want to take away, our rights to our own body, who feel that women are second-class citizens.
Hey, it's God's
how
will.
Is it that women can be like that?
Well, you shouldn't be out of your binder in the first place.
Right.
Right, yeah. But, I mean, what motivates them? I mean, what is their, I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. I can only imagine the gender gap is going to widen. It's back up to, I think, the latest polls I saw today, about 13 or something like that. So,
All right. Mitt's not making a lot of friends right now.
Tim in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
Hello.
I just want to say I do watch you every morning.
Thank you.
I think that you're absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
And you are the one who raises the IQ of the United States.
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
What? Yeah. Oh. Now, my comment was for, I dealt with Kathleen Madigan yesterday.
Yes.
And
we've all dealt with her.
Who do these polls? Where do they get these polls? Because I have caller ID. Hundreds of thousands and millions of people have caller ID and do not answer calls that they don't recognize. That's,
yeah, I don't.
I don't.
Well, for a number of reasons.
Well, because
some of them have to do with my personal mistakes. However,
well, I think it's because Romney has alienated just about every demographic in this country except wealthy white men.
Tim, I don't know if you heard me earlier talking about Nate Silver, who's tends to be pretty eerily accurate, just a numbers guy. We had him on last week. He's still predicting Obama has a 70% chance of winning. What they were saying is the problem is Romney's so far ahead in the southern states that that's what they're saying is making the numbers so close nationally. And I hate to say it, it's some degree racism, some degree general just Obama derangement syndrome. But Romney is so far ahead in some of these southern and red states that. Yes, because we're the Skeeter lands, as we call it. We're the Skeeters of the world live.
Skeeterville.
Well, there's not an actual Skeeterville. It's just in general.
And I think sometimes this 49-51% thing is a game they play to keep it exciting for the viewer right up to the last second, like a good episodic 1 hour.
That's what they want. They want a horse race.
But it's, I bet the numbers aren't that close.
Yeah. Exactly. Is this Skeeter Pack? Or is this? Yes, there's a pack for him,
Left-wing Nazi.
In 2011, we told you about Skeeter.
He's going to take our guns
Afflicted with Obama derangement syndrome, people like Skeeter have little or no connection to reality.
He hates small business.
In 2012, despite many breakthroughs, Skeeter's condition has worsened.
He's part of the gay agenda.
The good news is, you can help.
He's all uppity.
We're proud to announce the formation of Skeeter Pack,
born in Kenya,
a political action committee dedicated to countering the effects of Obama derangement syndrome.
All he does is golf.
For those who need it the most. With your donation, we can put people with ODS in special rooms with newspapers, books, and other fact-based information, which can be read by, or in the case of Skeeter, read to Obama derangement syndrome sufferers.
He's not Anglo-Saxon.
Won't you help?
I need more ammo.
Skeeter didn't build his condition by himself.
Roads and bridges are communist.
And Obama derangement syndrome won't end without your help.
Rachel Maddow was a guy.
Please give today
Hitler.
To Skeeter Pack. Paid for by friends of Skeeter.
Skeeter has friends. Okay, so that's a joke, and everybody's taking our guns. Did you see this headline? Number of gun dealers increased by 3,000 under Obama.
Yeah.
Because of those Skeeters of the...
Yeah.
The moment President Obama took office, the NRA's primary product became paranoid theories about how Obama plans to seize gun owners' guns, even after Obama served as president for nearly three full years without signing a single new gun legislation.
See, that's just his trick.
Right.
Trick to give us more guns so that it's more difficult to take them away later.
Right. The NRA
got too many of them.
President claimed Obama's lack of interest in guns is actually a massive Obama conspiracy to deceive voters and hide his true intentions to destroy the Second Amendment in our country. He's waiting until the second term for that. See how he did that? Did
second
he see that
term,
coming?
Second Amendment. Two and two equals two and two.
It's obvious, isn't it?
Turns out this paranoia has been great for gun sales. Analysis by the AP shows the gun industry sales are on the rise so much so that some gun manufacturers can't even keep enough weapons, can't make them fast enough. Major gun company prices, stock prices off the number of federally licensed retail gun dealers increasing for the first time in nearly 20 years.
Wow.
Ooh. The driver is President Obama, said one gun dealer. Here's the best thing that's ever happened to the firearm industry. The NRA endorsed Mitt Romney, by the way, despite the fact that Romney signed a permanent ban on assault rifles as governor. So he's actually...
Good thinking.
Signed a lot more...
I was only following orders.
Of course I was. Of course I was.
A caller earlier pointed out how Romney always says everything twice.
Yeah.
So is it...
Of course
it's not
I
a
do.
Lie if he says
of
it twice.
Of course I do. You're a chicken.
He's the Unsurian candidate.
Staples made no money.
Oh, is that what you scamp? Are you referring to this story?
What story, Steph?
What? What TMZ is reporting this morning?
Oh, dear.
It's the Gloria Allred bombshell. Mitt Romney allegedly lied.
You are a liar.
In court to screw over a friend's wife, the CEO of Staples.
The question is, were you lying then? Are you lying now? Mm. Or are you not, in fact, a chronic and habitual liar?
Liar! Okay. Yes, Mitt Romney lied under oath when he testified in the divorce of his good friend, screwed the friend's wife out of a lot of money in the process, so claims the ex-wife of Staples founder Tom Stemberg. Multiple sources connected with the divorce tell TMZ that during the nasty divorce case with ex-wife Maureen, Mitt Romney gave a deposition.
Oh, dear.
He testified during the trial that Staples was worth virtually nothing.
Interesting.
False.
Yes.
Yeah. Just went there yesterday.
Yeah, I bought many things from Staples.
Yeah, they're still there.
As Tom Brokaw would say, the story is
developing.
Okay. Apparently, Gloria Allred accompanied
Gloria Allred.
The wife into court this morning.
Yes.
So we will find out more.
about Staple.
About these allegations.
Allegations about Staple.
I got to wear Gallagher plastic when he talks.
Nancy in Buffalo. Hi, Nance. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
I live right down that road, you know, that comes from Lockport.
Transit. The transit.
Yep. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Tonawanda. Anyway, I just was going to say Romney is the classic pathological liar, but that's not all I wanted to say.
Of course he's not. Of course he's not.
Of course I'm not.
Yeah. I was calling actually about the comment that was made by this Murdoch friend of Romney.
Yes.
According to his logic about God's intentions, we probably should let all the murderers out of jail because God must have intended that their victims be murdered.
Yes, they're just soldiers of God, apparently. So they're.
Good point.
Oh,
don't give them any ideas.
Don't forget Mr. Slate. We were talking about all the douchey bosses.
Yeah, Mr. Slate.
No, that's the other one.
That's
Flintstones. Yeah.
Flintstones. No, that's Flintstones.
Flintstone.
Spacely, Mr. Spacely.
Yes.
And who was the boss on
Bewitched?
Oh.
Tate. Larry Tate.
Larry Tate. That's Larry Tate.
Nicely
done.
Deedle deedle deed.
45 minutes.
Sam.
Sam. We're going to replace Rick Overton with a different Rick and see if anyone notices that.
You'll be Rick Rolled.
Yes.
That would be funny.
That would be
Dick
funny.
Rourke was sitting there when I came back. 45 minutes after the hour, right
shooting,
back.
Sheriff.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
That happened, and we all let it happen.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Hey, you know what's fun?
What?
If guys just stop comparing rape to anything and just shut the... up. How about
Fair
that?
Enough.
Yeah,
Fair enough.
Right? How about that?
Yeah, I think that's your call. They don't get to make the call.
Yeah. Rick Overton is doing a fundraiser for the Rape Crisis Center coming up.
It's going to be coming up. It's going to be November 1st at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $20, and it's going to have Dave Foley, Greg Proops, Jimmy Dore, me, Matt Dwyer, and special guest. It's hosted by Allie McLean and Susie Sampson, who is really Jackie Coppell, but look up Susie Sampson. she's the Tea Party reporter, and she does these sort of sting operations like Ollie G. And just to get people to say hilarious stuff, here's the sign for that.
And we put a link for discount tickets up on Steph's Facebook page.
Of course
for that event.
Of course I did. Of course I did. I was up all night doing that.
I didn't say you. I said we.
And awake and refreshed. You no
the
longer
royal
want to smoke.
The royal we. I'm just a figurehead here.
We are not pleased.
I have no power here.
We are not amused.
No. Rick, and then also our friend, sexy liberal John Fugelsang, who, of course, will be on stage with me at the Beacon Theater in New York City on Saturday.
That's right. Check out the episode of Caffeinated online, John Fugelsang's Caffeinated, where we make fun of the socialism charges against President Obama. Just see the video. It's really funny.
All right. By the way, so we were talking about the debate. Crushed him. The CBS poll and most other ones reflected the same thing. Obama won by 30 points.
Yeah.
Or as we said, as Fox says, a draw. Yeah. I felt it was a bitch slapping of epic proportions.
But it's not just Fox News that's saying that. A lot of people on CNN are saying that, too.
Oh, CNN. We'll have to leave it there. Both sides do it. Both sides are equal.
The
false equivalency network.
They're saying it. They're saying it so they could still have a horse race, so they could still draw viewers in to see the contest.
They're just, their relevancy is waning by the second now.
Right. No, it makes me crazy. Like, there's two sides to this Benghazi thing. There is not. Jim, I was watching. I was catching up on my Real Times last night in my insomnia spate. And there's Daryl Issa from two weeks ago going, there was something that has to do with the video. Well, guess what? It did have to do with the video, you douche. And in the meantime, you released names of people that
endangered actual lives.
Endangered lives on the ground in Libya.
Shouldn't that be a felony?
To politicize this. I mean, it's just... Exactly.
Now the whole trick is that, that's the whole point of royalty is I get to do it and you don't.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of being elite and above and better.
Can I run? I may run for Congress as a write-in at the last minute. Because if we take back the White House and Congress, I'm just going to have one Daryl Issa investigation after another. I'm going to get myself on a House committee. I'm just, every day will be a different Daryl Issa investigation.
Let me know. We'll do the improv.
Yeah.
We'll do a benefit for you.
I'm going to have a hearing on balls and invite all women, only me and Katherine Heigl. Nobody else, no men will be allowed to testify.
Yeah, at the mass castration hearings. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yes,
well,
exactly.
Not that. Gee.
Oh, look, it's our friend Billy from Texas. Hello, Billy from Texas. Welcome.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You know, you keep calling Romney a liar, pointing out these things extensively that he's lying about.
Yes.
And I would say to you that y'all got no business calling anybody a liar.
Oh. Really?
All the lies. Yeah, the fact that, you know, the theory that Romney didn't pay his taxes. You got your leader.
Well, we don't know whether that's a lie or not because he won't release them.
That is a lie, and he has released his
taxes. No, he has not.
Said a lie.
Where do you get your info?
Matter. The only poll that counts is the one that you take on election day.
That's right.
And I will submit to you again, if you think that Obama and the Congress are going back over to the dark side, you're off your meds.
Where do you get your info from? Where's your news from? Where's your main news?
I watch the debate, sir.
Where do you get your news from? The reports about it afterwards.
I get it from a lot of different places.
Mm-hmm. Which means Fox, right?
I think
you're saying Fox. Everyone that says it's
not news, it means Fox.
CNBC or CNN because they're saying the same things everybody else is saying. Rasmussen, Gallup, everybody else is saying that Obama's
equal sign Fox.
And you're trying to skew it to, well, it's all the southern states. It's because they're racist. That's another lie.
No, Billy, it's not a lie. It is statistically accurate that the president, Romney is ahead so far in southern states, that is what is skewing the national polls to be so tight.
Right, that has nothing to do with race.
Racism,
no, that has nothing to do with race, Billy.
I don't know what it has to do with. Why is Romney so far ahead in southern states?
Romney is ahead in southern states. That's true.
And you're saying that's because of racism.
We didn't say that.
Didn't say anything about that.
I said it could be partially. Who knows? Why would he be so far ahead in southern states?
Why sometimes when you're talking to me, you go, well, you could say partially. Who knows? And then
I'm entitled to an opinion. That's why my name's on the show, and I got a fancy sign.
Yes, ma'am, and I agree with that. But you always put it out there that people are racist because they don't want to vote for Obama.
I didn't say people are racist that don't vote for Obama. Some people that don't vote for Obama are racist.
Obama is just a simple Marxist.
Where do you get
Marxist?
Do you listen to Rush Limbaugh? You should be proud enough to admit you listen to Rush Limbaugh and you watch Fox News. Be proud to say.
Listen to Rush and I listen to Mark Thompson. How do you like them?
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah.
Now,
Billy,
what do you base his Marxism on?
Really?
Well, he's a social democrat.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's basically a moderate Republican.
Yeah.
It would be much further.
You know what a social democrat is?
He's kind of like Rockefeller. He's kind of a moderate Republican.
Yeah,
historically
he's a moderate
speaking.
Republican.
A social democrat is somebody who believes they can achieve socialist ends through democratic means. They're an offshoot of the original Marxist Party. The other side of that were the revolutionary communists. Everybody knows that.
The stock market is at record highs. Corporate profits are at record highs. That's pretty tricky for a Marxist, isn't it?
And the whole Obamacare thing is a sop to the insurance companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're making a lot of money off of it. That's not socialist.
Our belief is we just have different data than you.
Marxist.
You were raised into a system that gave you wrong info, and now you're stuck with it, and you're locked into it, and now you have to defend it. But we just think we have different info. We don't think you're a bad guy. We just think you have corrupted info.
Yeah, and we try to help. We're helpers.
Yeah, we are.
Joe Biden on the
camera. And the polls are open now.
In Ohio.
For extended hours, 8 in the morning to 7 p.m. Folks, go win it for us now. Go vote now.
Can I just say, I loved his debate with Paul Ryan.
Oh, man. This is the camera. Here's my impression of the debate with the sound off.
Okay.
I was watching this debate with it. Here's my impression.
There's okay.
and then the other way is.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Blinking eye, ostrich, and
gulpy and sweaty. That's the new Republican ticket. All right. And we apologize to our radio listeners who have no idea what just happened.
Oh, sorry about that. I was doing
Rick Overton did some very funny facial
things. Yes.
Things.
Okay. You can, joke for half the house.
You can see both if you go to see him live. You can see his funny faces and his funny words. How's about that?
Yes.
Mostly
come down.
Go to
StephanieMiller.com. Be helpful. Be good guys.
If you see the funny words, you're high.
Yep. And go to Stephanie's Facebook page to find out where you can get discounted tickets.
There you go. We love you, Rick Overton.
We love you, Steph.
The heat of 1,000 white-hot comedy suns.
Feel the heat. Feel the burn.
Just because you're a Marxist.
I'm a Groucho Marxist.
It's a rash. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.